The history of our earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
Hey, welcome back to Blurry Creatures. I'm still a little under the weather, but we will not stop. This week we have a special midweek bonus episode for members. We're going to talk about two famous UFO wars that happened in the middle of the 1500s and some fascinating documentation about these wars. And more weird stuff's coming up every day. What does history say about some of the weirder things that happened when it comes to celestial events? And also, I'm going to interview my six-year-old, Sawyer. He's now seven, but I interviewed him when he was six about Bigfoot. And he wanted to come on the show really bad. And I've just been kind of saving this little interview I did with him for a rainy day and a cool moment in the show. So if you want to support the show and help Luke and I get to the next level, go to blurrycreatures.com/members. You get a private RSS link. Luke and I are talking about visiting some mounds here in Nashville coming up. We're going to plan that probably in the springtime or maybe in a couple months, or find a nice sunny day to do it. We're working on that. You get extra content. We're doing a members chat Monday, this Monday. It's Friday now, but Monday, December 6th, members chat with all members. So lots of great stuff. It's worth it. To support the show, you get bonus content, bonus episodes, long episodes, access to us, and we're going to hang out Monday and have a good time. So go to blurrycreatures.com/members if you want to listen to this show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in every week and spreading the love of Blurry Creatures, sharing it on social media, emailing episodes to friends or texting episodes to friends. Just, you know, help get the truth out there. We're having fun doing this. Thank you guys so much. As I've been editing the podcast, my little buddy, my six-year-old, Sawyer, was like, "Dad, I want to come on the show." Hey, okay, so Sawyer, you have been listening to Daddy talk about Bigfoot a lot. And I have this podcast. We talk about Bigfoot. What are your thoughts about Bigfoot, buddy? What do you think Bigfoot is?
Well, I think he just turned into a man and turned into Bigfoot.
Wait, you think he's a man and he turns into Bigfoot?
Yeah.
So Bigfoot at one point was a man, and then now he turned into Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Is he just fully man, or is he like part man, part monkey? What do you think?
Part monkey.
Part monkey too. So you think he's a chimera?
What's a chimera?
Well, we've been talking about it on our show. A chimera is two animals in one, like a bird dog. Wouldn't that be silly? Anyway, all right. So where do you think Bigfoot lives, and what do you think he does?
Bigfoot lives in the woods, and he can lift up a log.
He can lift up a log? I'm sure he could lift up a big one. How big of a log do you think he could pick up?
The biggest tree in the world.
So do you believe in Bigfoot? Do you believe he's out there?
I saw videos, so I think he might just be real.
So you saw that video. Did you think it was a real Bigfoot, or did you think it was a guy in a costume?
I may think it's real.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what we think, too. So you think Bigfoot's real. Have you ever seen him when you were out in the woods?
No.
You haven't seen him yet? Because I know sometimes you've laughed at me about Bigfoot and you think it's silly, but now you think he's out there, right?
I think probably just lives in like a piece of rock and he lives under there.
So you think he lives in caves?
I think so.
What do you think Bigfoot eats?
Probably wild berries.
Oh, that's a really good answer. A lot of people say they see Bigfoot when they're picking berries. Did you know that? Interesting. So he lives underground. He eats berries. Do you think Bigfoot has a family?
I think he has a mama and two kids.
Okay. So every Bigfoot has a wife and two children, huh?
Maybe sometimes one or three.
One or three. Okay. Do you think Bigfoot can talk to you without opening its mouth?
That would be scary.
That would be a little scary. Is that just too much? Maybe we'll go back to the simple stuff. Why is Bigfoot afraid of people? Why do you think that is? How come they stay hidden?
Because I think they don't want them to get their babies and get the food.
How big do you think they get?
Like 100 inches long.
100 inches long. So a little 8 foot 3 inches or so. That's a really good answer. That's a lot. Usually they're between 7 to 10 feet. Okay, last question for you. Last question. What would you tell Bigfoot?
How are you doing?
How are you doing? What do you think he would say back? You know, there are all these stories of sometimes like a kid was looking for something, he gets lost in the woods, and then they find him a couple days later, and he says, "Mom, I slept with this big hairy bear in the woods." What do you think about that?
Strange.
All right, very strange. So you heard it from Sawyer. Sawyer has thoughts on Bigfoot. He thinks it's a chimera. He eats berries. He's 8.3 feet tall. You got a lot of good thoughts about Bigfoot, buddy. You want to say goodbye to the people out there?
Goodbye.